This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Milner, you are the greatest producer in the world.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Text line coming through. That's a sad commentary. It's up to us to teach our kids. I want to teach him. I just don't want to teach him on my grass.
He never shied away from wanting him to get this knowledge, just maybe on someone else's yard.
As I said earlier, I want to teach Lauren. Like, I'm not one. I think I want my daughter to know how, just in case, you know, she's in a situation with that. I would think hopefully I'm around to be able to pay for her services if need be. But just in case, you never know what happens. I want them all. I just don't want them to learn on my yard. I know what I'm going to do. I told you.
Their
grandparents.
Are you getting yard of the month?
Huh?
Are you over getting yard of the month out there in Siena or what?
No, I just want to make sure I mean,
I've been to the place. Nice place, man.
Very prestigious award.
I just didn't realize he was getting yard of the month and going after yard of the month in Siena over there. I didn't realize that.
I just wanted to look a certain way.
Damn it. I bet Wade's looks better.
It don't.
He knows he's been by it.
It don't. Wade, man, you better go holler at Juan, baby.
Bro.
Tell him, man, Juan, come down there and cut down them trees, mulch up that bad boy, cut that thing up. I just don't want an 11-year-old butchering. Maybe we need to come here.
Do it right. You have your 11-year-old that's acing it.
Yeah, maybe. Take a couple of years.
Man, I think I've got you convinced.
He's gonna run that thing into the fence.
Tyler, he had a glimmer in his eyes when I said, you know, you realize if you teach him a couple of times, you can cut that Juan expense out of your budget. You maybe save.
Oh, I bet he let up.
Yeah. He paused and looked at me.
I'm not cheap.
Started adding up. Okay, that amount a month.
If I were cheap, there's just some things that I choose not to spend on. If I were cheap, I would have had. Hell, Nick be cutting this thing by now.
Well, it's good. Get him out there. You can kill two birds with one stone. They can split it.
If that's the case. All right, let's do it. We do this every single week. Tyler's Terps List.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
We're just not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. We do it every week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley right around this time, 3:45 p.m. If you don't know how it goes, well, it's my responsibility, my duty, if you will, to keep an eye out for Turdish behavior around the world of sports each week. I give you three of them. Gold, silver, bronze medalists for turd-like behavior around sports. And this happens from time to time. Going to jump right into it here. Your bronze medal on Turds of the Week this week. It's a teammate, boys. It's a teammate of ours here at Sports Radio 610. And this is known to happen every once in a while. It's been a few weeks. Most of the team has been in line. You know, all rowing, pulling in the same direction, not acting turdish. But apparently we had a fellow teammate do such a thing within this last week. And you find him each night on Area 45. Oh, it is young Chris Santiago.
What?
Young Chris Santiago, I believe, with his first ever appearance on the turd list right now.
What does he ever do?
Well, let me tell you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we all got through it together right here on this show. We know the Rockets season ended. Warriors took care of that. Playoffs over, 2025 over for the Rockets for this basketball season. And it got down to a Game 7. The Rockets fought back all the way back, got it back to Toyota Center for that Game 7 against the Warriors. And peeling back the curtain, or the carpet, as Ron likes to say here on this program. Pulling the carpet on back. In this radio gig, at least in my experience here at this station, Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610, it's not an easy task for some reason, whatever reason, for us lowly producers to get credentialed for some of these big-time Rockets games. Just the way of it. No big deal. Well, my guy Patrick Creighton, who you also find on Area 45 with Chris Santiago, apparently he went through all the hurdles, talked to our boss Parker, our other boss, had some conversations, knowing Santiago's such a big Rockets and NBA fan, period. Got Chris Santiago a credential for Game 7 between the Rockets and the Warriors. Chris had told him his girl's out of town, so there's no excuses. He's wide open that weekend. That week.
Who cares if she's in town? It's Game 7.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Santiago no-showed PC. Santiago did not show up to Game 7, left Patrick there holding that credential he got for him.
Listen, on the surface, this feels very turdish.
Oh, yeah.
But I need to have an understanding of what happened. There had to be the level of love that Chris has for the Rockets and for basketball, Game 7 NBA. I don't know if Chris has ever been to a Game 7. I guess I'd be willing to bet that he hadn't.
Yeah.
And for him to skip it, there's got to be a plausible reason why.
I need more details than that.
Shout out Santiago. I mean,
was there a call made?
No, not from what I understood.
He just didn't come.
From what I understood, he just didn't come.
Really bad.
Now, this is just the information I have, and I told y'all it's my responsibility. I got to police this stuff. So, Santiago, welcome to the turd list. You get a bronze medal this week.
I'm done with you.
Never getting you another ticket again. You at least got it. You got at least call.
Santiago gets the bronze medal.
We didn't discuss that for the whole hour. First hour, that's what we didn't discuss on the show. On Area 45, had I been on it.
Moving into the silver medal on Tyler's Turds of the Week here on the Drive with Sterner and Huglia every Thursday at 3:45 p.m. I don't know if y'all saw this story. Of course, one of the biggest stories out of this This year's NFL draft was Shedeur Sanders plummeting down the draft boards into the, what was it, the fifth round when Shedeur got taken?
144.
That's right. That was obviously a huge story. Well, I saw a new story come out this week. And this is what old Clint Sterner likes to call, this is baby-ish soft. S-A-W-F-T, soft. The headline reads, a Colorado fan, of course the alma mater of one Shedeur Sanders, where he got his number retired, a Colorado fan is suing the NFL for causing him, quote, emotional distress and trauma after Shedeur Sanders fell to the fifth round of the NFL draft. He is seeking, wait for it, $100 million for the harm the NFL caused to his well-being. This is why, like, and I don't know this fool's age. He's probably, I guess, Gen Z. But this is why Gen Z and people like me, millennials, this is why we get a bad rap. Because this is baby-ish soft. Everyone looking for a handout, a free payday. Either way it goes, whether this fool thinks he actually was caused emotional distress, he needs to seek some help and realize that the draft is not that important in his life. But more likely, it is not true at all. And this fool's just looking for some money with his hand open.
My man said, you don't know what you're going to get unless you ask.
Worst they could say is no.
He's saying, I bet if I start out at 100, man, if I just got 100,000, if I start 100 million, they drop this thing down to 1,000, I'd have got that was better than what I thought.
What a mess.
So that Colorado,
I guess current, his dad, I guess his dad probably didn't let him cut the grass.
Yeah, that's a great point. But that Colorado, either current or former student, whatever they are, fan, you get the silver medal. Whatever. Be better.
They are.
Be better, young fella. Gold medal time, and I love it when this happens. It is one of the fellas who inspired this very segment you're hearing right now, Tyler's Turds of the Week. And if you're with us on YouTube and Twitch, I do have the infamous golden turd in hand.
Saw this coming a mile away.
Fella that really may have been the leader in the clubhouse to inspire this segment. The bearded turded one. James Harden. Former Rocket, of course. He's made a few other stops, you know, forced his way out of teams and such here and there. James Harden gets this week's gold medal because if you missed it, well, he did what he normally does in big-time games, specifically Game 7s in the NBA playoffs, which is the bed. He had 7 points in Game 7, and this is beautiful from Marcus Spears.
James Harden is like the dude that got a girl and he sets up nice scenes and he never proposes. They never gonna get married, okay? He's gonna date you. Y'all gonna stay together. People gonna say y'all a great looking couple, but he's never gonna marry you. That's what I compare these Game 7 to.
Couldn't have said it better. I'm gonna leave it right there for the turd known as James Harden. James Harden is your gold turd medal winner. He's won many of these. He's racking it up. He's got a full shelf in his man cave of these turd medals, people. James Harden, 7 points, Game 7. Keep choking, doing what you do. Go have a honey bun and get in your feels, my man. It'll all be okay.
Now.
It'll all be okay, James. Freaking turd. That's your turds of the week.
Turds of the week, James Harden, the originator. I'm half proud of you. I thought you were going to put Steph Curry and the Warriors on for winning the Game 7. I thought that was going to happen. Or I thought you were going to put Steph on there for having a hamstring strain and missing a week of play.
Only Mike Trout gets that kind.
I thought you might hit him.
Yeah, I'm still stuck on Santiago. Wow.
Apparently we're getting word from the text line that he said he had eaten Chipotle the night before and his stomach didn't feel good. I would have made it.
I got to know if you called.
I would have. If you didn't call, that sounds
like a junior high excuse.
Or you didn't text. I mean,
you had to be rooster telling all over yourself.
You can still text.
Oh, you could damn sure still text and call and say, hey, man, I ain't going to make it.
That sounds like Santiago we know is a good-ass dude, and he ain't good at lying.
Let me tell you, I got some questions when his ass walks in his door.
What you got coming up at the four?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.